All right, and we're live. Welcome back to another episode of Pitch Picks. If you haven't already, like and subscribe. We're at 960 subs. We're 40 people away from hitting 1,000. Once we do hit 1,000, we're giving out a code of FC25. And in fact, I think we're going to hit that today. So drop a comment below if you're one of our first 1,000 subscribers, and you might just win a free copy of FC25. All right, let's just get into it. Michael Oliver is a terrorist. He is the scum of the earth. He hates Arsenal. He sent off more Arsenal players than any other club in his career. He's a one-way scumbag piece of shit. And look, I have no problem if he's going to book Trossard and give him a second yellow and kick him off the pitch. But when Doku is kicking the ball right in front of his face, clearly delaying the game, and he doesn't book him, that's when I have a problem with it. He is on all fours for City. They grease his pockets, and he should just never ref another big City game again, ever, point blank period. And I'm not blaming him for the draw. I'm just saying, I'm calling him out on his bullshit. He is a Man City meat gobbler.
First of all, Jeremy Doku was hitting the ball back to where the foul was. So that's why there's no card there. Mm. And if you don't blame him for the draw, who do you blame?
I don't blame anyone. I think the worst part of the draw was the timing. I think when we went into the second half with 10 men, it was inevitable that you guys were going to end up scoring at some point. I just didn't think it'd be the last 10 seconds of the game. So that's where I think it stung the most. But I'm not blaming anyone for the draw.
You would have taken a draw on the road.
Going into the game, yes.
Yeah.
And in the moment, when you're up 2-1, and I got Zaw leaning on my shoulder, he's like, Nicky Smokes, did I get my Arsenal ticket in? Let me check. And then 13 seconds left in the game, you put it in the back of the net. Yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to feel like a loss. But like I said, if we played 12-10 for 97 minutes and still got a point at the empty hat. So I'm very pleased with the boys. And just to get a point there, 12-10. I'll take that any day.
Who's the 12th man?
The ref.
Ah, got it. But you think that he's fine making that call against Trossard. And we've already established that the Doku one wasn't a foul. So then what?
No, it was a foul. It was clearly a foul. It was a delay.
Well, he didn't give him a card. And it was also hitting it back to where the foul was.
It should have been a card. It 100% should have been a card.
I mean the discourse online around this game is crazy. Zaha's been saying this since Lord knows when. Rudy mocked me the previous episode. Rudy and Marisha were mocking me the previous episode. Oh, you know, he's going to do that whole ref thing. But long behold, I sound like a fucking broken record, but it happened again. For some reason, which I do not understand why, the letter of the law in its purest form only applies to Arsenal Football Club. Yes, okay, is that Trossard situation a yellow card? Yes, it is. That's fine. What I am perturbed about is the inconsistency of the application of the goddamn law. When it's Trossard and Arsenal, that yellow card comes out quickly. When it's fucking Man City and Jeremy Doku, we start hearing stories about, oh, the fucking ball is meant to go over there. He's kicking it towards the ball. Brother, I don't give a fuck. Don't touch the ball. It's not your ball to be touching. You're not in possession of that ball. Doku should have gotten a yellow card right there. Bernardo Silva did the same thing. The ball was right. He got called for a foul. Foul. Ball was between his feet. He just kept on running with the goddamn ball. Michael Oliver just fucking smiled and looked away. But when it's Arsenal, oh, no. Card him. Send him off. And the Arsenal fans, don't moan. Don't complain. Don't whatever. Just shut up and take it. That's what we're meant to do. Just shut up and listen to everybody say, you're stupid, you're this, that, and take it. No, I'm fucking sick of it. And I'm also sick of our own people. I am sick of our club for not standing up for us. I am fucking sick of Edu or whoever's in charge for not doing anything. This has happened twice. The club hasn't done anything about it. Already happening twice. It's no formal complaint, no nothing. So we're just meant to just fucking take these cards and sit there? Like, what are we doing? Go out there and complain. Fight for the goddamn club. The fans are out here traveling everywhere. We're trying to win titles, fighting for the club, and then we're just going to take these unfortunate situations.
Do you think that's a good look, though?
Can I ask a genuine question? Because Forrest went through this last year with the whole formal complaint thing. I don't think that does anything. What is the point of doing a formal complaint? Like, everybody kind of can look at replays and know the score, and it's like, oh, we're going to actually appeal to a governing body, and like that's going to help fix something. It doesn't. I don't understand why that process
But
even
that's
exists.
the only way to get through. It's better than doing nothing. That's the only way to get through these motherfuckers. You put in a formal complaint. If they don't hear you out, then we start talking about, oh, maybe we just pull out of games now.
Oh,
Right. No, no
stop,
troll
stop,
shit.
stop. That's a
There
little
is one other
ridiculous.
way, though. No troll shit. There's one other way. And that would be stop committing fouls.
But that is troll shit.
Yeah, but they're committed against us.
But.
They're committed against us. They're just not called. When fucking,
Right.
what's his name? When Rodri's fucking water boy tried to end Odegaard's season last year, they didn't even send him off the pitch.
Oh, I didn't want to ruin the game. I didn't want to ruin the game. He almost fucking took out Odegaard's whole leg off. I didn't want to ruin the game, but he wanted to ruin Arsenal. He wanted to ruin Arsenal's game when fucking Trossard kicked the ball away.
I didn't like the Rice one a couple weeks ago. That one probably is a second yellow. The whole referee, VAR, all that stuff, it just to me, it just like Forrest, they went through this. They submitted a complaint. They came back one of the times and were like, you were right. You should have been given a penalty, or that should not have been a second yellow on Willy Bolly that it cost you 3 points. It was they admit that they're wrong, and then everybody just moves along and nothing really changes. So like I hear what you're saying, Zah. I think you're doing like ha you have the exact same effect on this as the club doing a formal appeal.
No. Did you guys file something? If you file something with them, if you no, they
Our
gotta do
owner
something.
went ballistic on Twitter too.
They
Like,
gotta do something.
yeah, everyone just made
Where's
fun
my
of him.
fucking owner? Where's my owner? Whatever the fuck he's doing on his ranch in goddamn Texas. What's he doing? What the hell does what is Josh? Where's Josh Kroenke been? Where has he been?
He owns five teams. He was probably at the Rams game last night.
He probably was.
Freaking annoys
I
me.
will
And
say that I was I'll
also,
say
by the
this.
way, can we just honestly, if you go online, right? If you don't know what's going on, go online, and you're blind, you have no idea what's going on. Just based off how people are talking online, what do you think? What do you think the score of this game is?
You would have thought that City beat us 4-2.
Which is insane. We're getting criticized. We are getting slaughtered. We are getting slaughtered for going to Man City
It's crazy.
and
We got we
them
we
getting
got
back into the game, the last kick of the game to draw the game. We
City
went
fans.
away
City
from
fans are
home.
going crazy. They were
We went
celebrating
away
like
from
they won
home.
Champions League.
And it's Arsenal. Arsenal's being criticized. People's brains online really are broken. People's heads.
Crazy.
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what Arsenal does to people, but it just all logic goes away, and then just certain the rules of norms of societies are just twisted against us just to make agendas run. It's crazy. You
Do
would
you
think
think
we'd lost.
that's
You think we'd lost 5-0.
do
City
you
are the
think
reigning champions. They drew at home and they're celebrating, and yet Arsenal's getting criticized. It's honestly, I've been sitting on this for the last 2 days, just stewing, flicking through Twitter. It's honestly insane. Sorry, I'm done with my rant.
No,
No, that was
that's
beautiful.
Za. Great rant. I feel like we got four or five clips out of you ranting in the first 10 minutes here. But I would wonder if it's more about like if you're genuinely chasing titles and you're 10 seconds away or whatever from getting a win against City, and then you don't get it, it's like it almost feels like because City's been so invincible that you had a genuine opportunity towards a title race and then you blew it. So it's like you were bottle jobs in September for what's going to happen in May.
No, that's just you trying to run jokes. If you
I'm
go to
dead serious. I'm dead serious.
if a game is played at the Etihad and Man City draws, Man City should be getting drugged through the mud. They're the ones that should be getting laughed at. It's as simple as that. People's brains are just broken.
Especially when they played a 10-man Arsenal.
Yeah, playing
I agree. I agree.
a
I
10
agree.
men Arsenal, a
I
10 men
agree in a
Arsenal, they couldn't break
vacuum.
down. We're getting criticized.
And
I
Rudy's
agree in
just
a
sitting there, not
vacuum, but
fucking
it's
saying
like if
shit.
you guys had an opportunity to like take over first place, win on the road against City, your chief rivals, it's all right there for you, and then you don't do it. It does, even though you got a draw, which is something that everybody would definitely take a draw away at City. even though you got a draw, because of the way it ended, it feels like an opportunity lost
Yeah, no,
towards
that
the title
draw
race.
felt
I
like a
don't, I,
loss, 100%.
that's not troll shit. That's just, I think that is the sentiment.
It felt like a loss. The draw felt like a loss because of how it went. Had they scored in the 65th minute, it's like, all right, whatever. We're at the
Totally.
Etihad. We're playing with 10 men. But, dude, had we had all 11 guys on that pitch, we had those boys rattled. Rudy wasn't saying a fucking word, just like he is now, just sitting back, quiet, making his dumb little pretty boy smirks and smiles. He knows we had those boys on the fence. He knows they're not the same fucking club that they used to be. Like Zaz said, these fans celebrating draws in their own stadium to a 10-man Arsenal, a team they used to smack up 5-0. And now they're just happy that they're saving points. It's crazy. It's nuts. It is what it is. It just lets you know that Arsenal's here.
I thought I was done going off. I thought I was done going off. I just remembered something. I just remembered something, right? All right, game's over. Can we talk about a certain L Erling Haaland's behavior? Because I tell you this, I will tell you this right now for free. If we swap out Haaland in that situation and we put in a certain Bukayo Saka, if it's just Saka, we swap the players. Doing the same thing there. We swap out the players there. It's a completely different story.
All right, for context, if you haven't already seen it, Erling Haaland went up to Mikel Arteta after the game and told him to be humble, stay humble. And
Arteta
he
didn't even
also
say
went
anything
up,
to him.
yeah, he ate that shit. But remember what he did with Ivan Toney? Like 4 years ago, whatever it was when we
Yeah.
played Brentford, he saved the tweets for 4 months. Just wait till February 1st. He's gonna have those boys ready to go. And then he tells Gabriel Jesus that he's a fucking clown right to his face. And then he tries the fuck out of this 17-year-old kid. And then he runs through Partey's fucking face and throws the ball off Gabriel's head.
No card.
No card, no nothing. He's the scum of the earth, bro. He's the scum. I hate. I'm his biggest hater now. I'm City's biggest hater. He's telling Mikel Arteta to stay humble. Meanwhile, he's throwing balls off Gabriel's head when he's not looking, telling his former teammate, who he's won the league with, that he's a fucking clown. It's all right. Hey, it's up. February 1st. What's up?
I gotta say,
Never played with Jesus.
I gotta
Hey, did
say,
he not?
I'm loving the
No.
hatred. I'm loving the hatred. As a neutral, I love that these two teams are battling. I love that they kind of
I
high key hate each other. I think it's awesome for the league. It's awesome for the sport. I love how fired up the two Arsenal boys are today. It's great. It's great to
love the
watch.
rivalry. I love the rivalry. I absolutely love it.
I
And
am
Rudy,
worried
I
about you guys, though.
Rudy, I'm fair.
Gabriel already
Rudy.
came out and said we are waiting for them at our ground right after the game. It's up. February 1st cannot come soon enough. This feels like a Chiefs Bengals type shit right now. That's what I feel
Rudy,
like.
I'm fair. That first goal, our first goal. I mean, Kyle Walker does have a point. I am fair. So you should equally be upset at the referee too.
Yeah, well, I look at it like a tit for tat. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's
But
mistakes.
it shouldn't be that. It's too many tits to Arsenal. You got your first tit, and that just that one goal.
They got six, seven tits on Arsenal.
Sorry. Go ahead, Rudy. Sorry.
I mean, yeah, I just worry about you guys. Like, are you okay?
What do you mean you're worried about them? You've lost now the two
Bro,
best
are you okay?
midfielders in the world.
Are you okay?
Brother in
Rodri's out
Christ,
for the
we lost
year. Eight.
Rodri. Devastating. Played a great team in Arsenal. We drew. Bunch of crazy shit happened. We drew. We keep going. And then you guys are online being like, everyone's saying it's a fucking win for Arsenal. But we're here now. So it's like, which is it? Like, you're like, we're here now. They're scared. But Erling Haaland is in every single person's grill, quite literally everything but spitting in their face. You guys are losing your fucking minds.
Who's losing our mind?
You and
No, I'm
Zaha and
not.
all
I
of
just
Arsenal
I
Nation.
I think Michael Oliver is a
Everyone
terrorist.
online was all the whole notion that you guys are like, everyone was celebrating City and no one was celebrating Arsenal. Everyone has been coming for us nonstop, and you're saying, we're here now. We're here now. We're here now. Okay.
That's just facts.
Welcome.
Manchester United fans, Liverpool fans, everyone was just dancing around for, which is what I don't get.
That's just
That's
not
what I
true.
It's when it comes to Arsenal, everybody. The only person that I've actually seen with half a brain Shout out to him. The only person that I've actually seen with half a brain, only take I've seen with half a brain is Flex.
What do you say?
He's the one that was saying the people are jumping down Arsenal. Why are people jumping down Arsenal's throat? The outrage is crazy.
I'm not jumping. I'm not jumping down your throat. I said you guys played a great
Nah,
game.
pe people in general, your fan bases, the big Steves, they're saying, oh, mentality this, mentality that, mentality. I'm getting a mentality lecture after a 2-2 draw that they rescued the fucking tying draw on the last kick of the game. That's when, I mean, that's shameless behavior. Yes, we get that you won your five titles, six titles, seven titles. I don't know how many titles that you won, but lecturing somebody about mentality after it took you 48 in the 49 minutes to break down a 10-man Arsenal when you had the referee on your side. It's like, on, have some shame.
I'll
Just
catch it, so.
take your point, put your tail between your legs. And we go this way, you go that way, keep it moving. No one yaps at each other.
That's what I'm doing.
Your other mates, you're quiet, but bro, you open Twitter. Twitter's going off. Those city reports, the city report, this city report, that quoting Bernardo Silva about that too. Every single player from City had a quote yesterday. Bernardo Silva, Akanji, all of them were moaning. Not a single one from Arsenal.
Silva's a little bitch. He's literally 5'3" with an attitude. I do not fuck with him at all.
Oh, Liverpool this, Liverpool that. Oh, it's just
He's a
I'm
fucking
done
clown.
with online people, man. People are so stupid.
But
I'm
to compare the City online discourse versus the Arsenal one is crazy. You guys are
and
crazy.
for once this time round, the Arsenal one seemed somewhat rational. I'm with you in saying that Arsenal people are crazy. I'm with you on that. But for once, I mean, the discourse around this Man City game, the Arsenal ends, what at least what I've seen, the Arsenal end seem pretty rational. That may be a little biased from me, but
Can we say one thing? Erling Haaland throwing the ball off Gabriel's head was funny.
it was
that was funny, but he
hilarious.
should have gotten a yellow card. You
It
see,
was
that's
very
what I'm talking
funny.
about. That's
And even him
it's
running
stuff
through
like that.
Partey's chest was hilarious.
Well,
But
he was
again, it should have
running
been a
and
booking. No,
Partey
the Partey
ran
one actually
into
should have been a yellow
no.
card.
The Partey one actually should have been a yellow card. That should have been a yellow card.
He ran in, he was running to press and Partey goes in his way and then gets bulldozed.
No, he ran right through his chest.
Shouldn't have been standing
Well,
there.
did Kai get a yellow on that first opening session he had?
No,
Kai
because
was running in a straight line.
Rodri
What's his
flopped
name?
and
It's
Haaland
kind
got
of the
his
same thing.
ass.
Listen, I'm on your side here. I think you
Haaland.
guys
There's
got
a big
robbed.
difference what
But I'm saying he
Haaland.
just did the same shit.
Mresh,
He just
don't
did the
say
same
Mresh.
shit.
Mresh,
That's a
don't
tit
say
for
that. You're
tat
never
right there.
on
They did the
offside.
same shit. I do say he does deserve a yellow for the throwing the ball at Gabriel's head, no matter how funny it is. That's a yellow. You're never allowed to do
Automatic
that.
yellow.
An
Yeah. I think
automatic
if it's
yellow.
funny, you don't get a yellow.
I think that should be policy, but it never is.
Also, combined with the
In the
fact that
kill
Gabriel had his
Tony
shirt
Premier
over
League
his head.
collab, yeah, you don't get yellows for funnies, but like this is a fucking sport we're watching, so
Listen, it was a great game. I had fun. I hope you guys did. And yeah, we'll see you in February.
All right. Can you be honest with us for a second? Because Rodri being out for the year, De Bruyne injured, Bob's out for the year, Ake's injured, Doku has no goals. At some point, and you have how many games do you have between Champions League, FA Cup, the rest of the season? You're under this investigation, so I don't think you would have a big window in January to kind of plug some of these holes. At what point do you actually get worried about the title this year?
That
Because
when the sun explodes. Stay there. Stay
what a
there.
smug piece of shit.
I mean, dude, we've won five of the last
What
six. Like, what? Like, you want me to be worried? Losing Rodri is devastating, but
Right.
we move forward. We got crazy depth, and I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I've
Damn.
never wanted to beat a team more in my life than City. Like, and I know I got into footy late last year, but like, I legitimately fucking despise you and your entire fucking club. Like, that's how I feel 5 weeks into this. Rudy, outside of soccer, I love you. You know that. When you're in your little Man City condescending prick little fucking attitude,
Condescending,
I
condescending.
fucking hate you.
So what do you want me to be? You want me to be petrified?
No. Do your thing. I don't want you to change a fucking thing because when we win the fucking league, I'm going to piss and shit all over your fucking grave. That's what I'm going to do.
I
The
do
best
think
midfielder in the
there's
world, his knee just exploded. When Martin Odegaard rolled his
karma.
ankle, you had a panic attack.
Yeah, I
That's the
did,
difference.
as I should. That's my skip. That's my favorite player in the world, Martin Odegaard. You don't even like Rodri. You said you trade him tomorrow.
Now we're just lying.
Yep.
And there's no trades in soccer, dipshit. It's called a swap.
Nope. You said you'd trade him. I didn't say trade. You said trade, you fucking idiot.
Am I trading him for?
That's what you
Jesus?
said. That's
Oh,
what you
thanks, Chris.
said. That's what
When
you
did I say
said.
that?
Go, whatever, dude. Go back to the transfer market. Go
This
look
is
for your,
sad.
go
That's what
look
I'm
for a
saying. Like, that's
backup.
why I'm worried about you guys. Like, you're losing your fucking minds over one game.
I feel great. I feel great. We're gonna be on top of the league by
Hey,
the next time we
everybody on this
record the next
podcast,
episode.
everybody's team's still undefeated. Everyone's just got to relax, Ross.
Not
Oh, sorry,
Marash.
not Marash, but the other four, we're all
We're all
undefeated. We're
undefeated.
all still in the title race. Let's all just
Smokes, you can
relax.
go top of the table. That hasn't worried us either.
I know. I know. We'll be top of the table by the time we record on next Tuesday, and that's a fact. 100%. You're gonna lose to Newcastle. We're gonna win. We'll be on top of the table.
Go for
And
it.
then it's up to bottle it or not. All right. Are we done with this game?
Yeah, because we only have a minute left to record.
Okay, and we're back. All
I'm
right.
dealing in incidents.
Let's go through some midweek headlines presented by Maresh, Nicholas Jackson. I mean, he kind of put on a clinic. He was hitting the Michael Jackson dances. They absolutely manhandled West Ham. Is Chelsea a force, or are they just gonna be one of the streakiest teams in the league? What do you guys
This
think?
is one I wanted to talk about. Before the season started, all of us here on this show
He's
were
involved.
singing the song of West Ham. They had a great window. They're going to go out. They're going to take top four. It's going to be difficult for teams like Spurs and United to battle for top four if teams like West Ham and Villa are around and competing. West Ham has looked flat as fuck considering the money that they've spent in the window. They bring in full crew. That's just the biggest name that I can think of right now, but they go out and spend a
Juan
lot of money.
Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka. They brought in a lot of players, big name players, and for them to not get a result or a goal against Chelsea, or maybe Chelsea's really that great, but defensively, I don't think Chelsea's great. So I don't understand what's going on at West Ham. Maybe the new coach is the problem. I don't know, but what is going on there?
They don't even look like they're trying. That's what it looks like. This whole I can't even pronounce the guy's name, Postecoglou or whatever his name is, the West Ham guy who is a very highly sought after guy, and then David Moyes with like the be careful what you wish for on his way out the door. I don't know. It just doesn't look like they're going. And then you're with Fulkrug not being able to supplant Mikel Antonio still is kind of crazy as they're to lead their attack. So yeah, I'm with you. West Ham, big disappointment. I feel like that roster is too talented for them to be this bad for the whole season. So I do expect them to get it going at some point. But I do think at this point that game is more about them than it was about Chelsea.
Zah
Listen,
wasn't there you go.
Mikel John Obi woke up a beast. That's all. That's what I'm getting from this Nicholas
Yeah.
Jackson guy. He's gotten going.
Mm
Apparently, there's a player in there. There's a lot of Chelsea fans that are putting their hands up, apologizing. Yeah,
Yeah, he
but
looks
we'll
great.
see. We'll see how long. That's the thing is that people forget. That's the thing about football fans, man. It's natural for us to over exaggerate, over extrapolate things because we're instant gratification. Humans are into instant gratification kind of thing, and you're only as good as your last game type of thing. But it's only been three games, so we'll see. We'll see if you can
It's
keep
been
it up for a full 38,
five
four or
games.
five
Yeah,
games. Yeah, how
five
many?
games. Yeah,
I think Chelsea might be good.
I think they're good. I think they're good. I don't think they're.
I don't think they're league title
No, I
threats.
think they can compete for Champions League, though.
Yeah, they're 3 points
Yeah.
off City and Arsenal
Yeah.
after the draw, so they're there.
Yeah, no, they're definitely alive. They got a lot of good talent.
I mean, yeah, and then the coach seems to be doing well from Pep coaching tree, Arteta doing well, Pep coaching tree.
Talk
This
your shit
fucking
about
guy.
Xavi,
You're
bro. Talk your
welcome.
shit about Xavi, dude. He was phenomenal, brother.
Who?
Xavi, he was part of the Pep coaching tree, I believe. Vincent Kompany
Yes.
took a team
Okay.
up from the
Barca.
championship, got them relegated. Then dipped out. Let's see what he can do in with Bayern, but we'll see.
I agree. You're welcome.
You know who is also loosely a part of the Pep coaching tree?
Who?
You want to claim him too?
Who?
Erik ten Hag, Bayern Munich.
Oh.
Was he trying to
Man,
like
staff.
reserves? He was like reserves manager. What do you
Same
mean by that?
staff. If you want to claim
On the
them, you got to
plane.
claim them all, my boy.
Okay, yeah, we'll take him.
All right, cool. Claim them.
Yeah. No, it's important. It's important that you remember where you went wrong. Failure is
Well,
the greatest teacher.
Ten Hag, a failure.
While we're speaking of Ten Hag, I mean, remember last time we recorded, we had Moresh, title charges on. Zaha was like going crazy for United. They're back. They're back. Moresh puts in the prep sheet. United's rolling. 10 goals in their last two games. They come back to the Premier League and put up zero fucking goals. Welcome back, Moresh. How's United?
I'm still there. I
State
don't
of
know.
United.
I'm not worried. I watched the match. I had fucking Zaha off the piss in my right ear, like that fucking annoying little fly flying around the room, just shut the fuck up, Zaha. He didn't do shit. He barely touched the fucking ball, and he showed that he's a fucking waste man. Congratulations, Chief, on not having to sign that fucking bum to your illustrious club. Because Eddie Nketiah, just like all the Arsenal forwards, dog shit.
Well, you scored 0 goals
Well,
too.
we
Can I
also
get
scored
a
a goal.
question?
Yeah,
That's what I'm
we
saying. He's going like on a victory
we are
break, like
missing
Manchester United. I went up 5-0.
we're missing the clinical ability in the final third, but the chances are there. We're dominating the ball at Selhurst Park, which no one thought we would do. No one thought we could do that. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
I'd just like to remind you that they have no wins this year.
Who?
Palace has zero. They have zero
Chief,
wins.
brother.
So when you say
Last
no
time we went
one,
out
when
there.
you're Man United and you say nobody thought we could do it, nobody thought that we could have the majority of the possession on the road, what has become of your club?
Well, I mean, what do you
Come
want? What do
on.
you? I mean, like, I wish, like, what do you want me to say? Yes, I know we're not the club of years past, but to hold something from 11 years over my head, like we're the same fucking team that hasn't been going in and out of ebbs and flows. Same as Arsenal. If we did this show 4 years ago, we would just be fucking taking our pants down, taking a shit steamer on fucking smokes and
Wait,
sauce
wait,
table.
wait, wait, wait,
We're
wait,
not
wait, wait, wait,
there.
wait,
I
wait.
think there's a
Palace has
difference.
no wins?
Palace doesn't have a win.
My,
I'm
my.
sorry. I'm
I
sorry. In
am
the League Cup,
shook.
they've beaten, I think, Norwich
Yeah, they
and
beat Norwich.
QPR.
Yes. Holy
Tough
fucking
But
the
also
fuck.
terrifying
Shit.
place to go play still, for sure.
That's what
Fine.
you all said it last week. You said Selhurst Park. Gonna be a tough challenge for United, but now it's all
I
walk it
just said it,
back.
Moresh.
Let's walk it back.
Nicky Smokes had the draw. I'm just
I just
saying,
said it
Chris.
was.
I just
All
it's
right.
like I fine. I don't it's like United shouldn't be celebrating a draw against Crystal
Not
Palace. They
celebrating
did
it.
play better. They did
Not
they looked.
celebrating, but I saw positives in what we
Yes.
did.
I
And
will
that
admit
is what
that.
I'm taking as the win for me, that I know that there's progress being made off the pitch in training. It looks like there's some identity there. And that is what I'm looking for. That's what we've been missing since Fergie's been gone, is that we've had a new coach. We've been going through the Chelsea wave of
Yeah.
new coaches every other year. There's no identity. And now it's starting to look like with Xerxes on the pitch that they're able to do stuff. They're able to link up, drop back, move the ball from the back line, not just pass it around between Maguire and fucking, who was the other dumb Lindelof. For years, I've watched them just play pass and then turn over the ball. Now it looks like there's something there, and that is what I'm happy to see.
Is Xerxes fat?
You guys
Very.
said that. It doesn't look fat. He's
Very.
6'4".
Oh yeah, he's overweight. He's way
Oh my
overweight.
days, brother.
All right, can we talk about the actual can we
Worry
actually
about
talk
your own
about the
fucking
big
embarrassment of a club.
can we talk about the big story in this game? How retrospectively, right? All right, so all the other incidents that have happened with the referees, they're fine. Retrospectively, this one, you should be able to, the refs should be able to go back and actually punish this guy, suspend him for like 3 games, because there was a murder that was attempted in this game and the referee just let the game go.
Oh
Lisandro
yeah.
Martinez.
There was also a handball that was
Lisandro
never looked at, but
Martinez.
you haven't heard me
Bro.
fucking cry about it like a little
Bro.
baby for 45 minutes,
I don't
have
know
I,
what these
huh?
fucking refs are doing. I don't know what they're smoking. How
That was
even
crazy.
looking at VAR after the fact. I know he didn't get near him, but
There
that should have
was
been a straight red.
you know what, taking off my blinders. There was intent to do something
Yeah,
bad.
that was a red. That was a straight red.
But
That was
nothing
crazy.
happened. Nothing happened like the handball. But I haven't been on
The
Twitter crying,
handball, okay, first off, that was criminal.
writing the
The memes
referee's
of
name in
him
my
jumping
tweets,
off the top
crying about it
rope are unbelievable. The memes
It
on the
was
internet
a
with that was just.
cartoonish attempted murder. I couldn't believe what I saw. It was
It
jaw-dropping.
was, it was, it was
How can you even?
childish.
I don't know. I don't know. I want to know what goes through that guy's head.
I know.
Why'd he even try that?
There's like
You
several.
might as well
There's,
just punch him in the face if you're gonna try
right?
that.
Well, there's
It's like,
like
what was he doing?
players. There's players like him, Sergio Ramos, Pepe. You wonder where their life would be if football wasn't like their first thing they were good at. If they weren't good at that, where would they be? Who,
That's
how
not the other
many
one.
kid, how many bodies would they have? How many?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
It's
see, I'm
2 seconds.
thinking.
YouTube won't take us down. I mean,
Yeah, no, we're
it's
good.
absolute insanity what he did.
Nuts. Unreal.
I will give Moresh credit though. When we were watching the game, that them not looking at that handball was very surprising to me.
I don't think it was a handball.
It literally went off his hand. What do you mean we want? What, I don't
It's
know if
one
that was a
thing. It's
handball.
one thing.
No, even Zaz sitting there like, I can't believe, Man United get all the calls. I can't believe they haven't looked at that. I can't believe they haven't looked at that.
It was more
No,
surprising they
I'm
didn't
not
look at it. I
crying.
couldn't
That's
tell
not the
if it
goal.
was.
That's not the problem. We had so
It's because
many
you're not
chances in the
City,
first.
bro. If you were
No.
City, you would have been taking that
Yeah, that
PK
was a handball. It's just
immediately.
pathetic.
Especially if Michael Oliver was calling it. Oh my
That was, yeah,
God,
that
dude.
was.
It's
It
just
was
a,
like,
like you guys are a
I
good
was
team.
shocked.
Focus on
I
your
was
fucking
shocked.
team.
I was
All
shocked
right,
that
we
they
are
didn't even
focused
look
on
at
our
that.
team. We
No,
want
you're
justice for the
not.
league,
You're just
though. We
not.
just want justice for the league. It's not even Michael Oliver
That's what
against
I'm at,
Arsenal.
Rudy.
It's
Fucking
Michael.
idiot. Rudy,
Michael
Rudy,
Oliver
Rudy,
is part of
Rudy.
City's team.
Rudy, you should be thanking me. I'm a freedom fighter. That's what I am. I'm fighting for justice.
We want
No, you're not.
justice. That's it.
Add Anthony
Anyway,
Taylor
Zimbabwe
to that
freedom
list too.
fighters. What was
Zah,
that?
did you see Arsenal's junior team with a big win on Saturday?
Yeah, let's dig into
I know
that.
you like to talk
Fulham.
about young boys on this podcast, but dear Lord,
Oh.
what the fuck has gone on wrong?
No, Fulham just fucked up
About
Newcastle. It's our junior team. It's the Arsenal B team.
that's what you mean. Yeah, I saw that.
Just wanted to make sure you
Like,
saw it.
Fulham.
That's all.
I actually
That's
thought I was
all.
gonna go on a, I was actually gonna go on an academy rant, but that's I'll leave that for
No,
another
no, no,
day.
no. I was just fucking around. Everton got their
Three
first
one.
point. Round of applause. Happy for them. Happy for them, mate.
They got new owners. They got new owners. Shout out to
Yep.
them.
They got a
Did
new
they?
owner who has
Everton,
already
Everton,
been.
Everton
He,
sale just cleared. Shout out to
yeah.
them, new owners.
He's already been talking shit about Sean Dyche, too. So it
Is he an
was. He's
American?
so Dyche fired.
Yeah.
What
Yeah, I
what's on
think.
the table? Dyche fired new stadium? They've been
Dyche
moaning
fired new
about
stadium. David Moyes
moaning
coming
about
back
Goodison
in.
Park for years now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think those are probably the four. We saw a couple draws this weekend. Southampton, Ipswich 1-1, Leicester, Everton 1-1. I think those at the end of the day will be the teams fighting relegation the hardest.
Yep.
So nobody, no joy from any of those teams this weekend. None.
Liverpool had a pretty good outing, though. I don't know what to make of this team. I
What do you
can't
mean?
tell. Like, I think they're really good.
They are. They are
Yeah,
very
they're
good.
done.
They're keeping up where they were last year and the year before. They have a team and a project that's been built. I think next year is going to be the real challenge of where you'll see out of Arne Slot. Like, you've got Salah already saying no one's talking about an extension.
Yeah.
You've got Trent coming out after the match this week saying, I know I want to
I
be here
want to
at
be
least this
captain.
year.
And Van Dijk.
And Van Dijk as well. None of them will sign an extension, and you'll see
Didn't
Slot's
Trent
true
say he wants to be
ability. Why
captain?
is that? Why is no one signing an extension? They
Because
haven't
the
been offered,
manager.
is. They have what?
They haven't been offered, is what they're saying. At least Mo Salah's been saying that. Nobody's talked to him. So I
Why
don't
would
know.
they not offer Mo Salah?
Manager,
Because
new
he's
manager.
aging.
Yeah, and the other part of it
He's
that they're not
still
obviously
good though. No, I
he's
had no
he is
question,
a
but yeah.
baller. But the
No
other part of
question,
it
but
that the club's not going to say is that maybe they have talked to these guys and maybe they don't want to stay apart for the project. Like they can go
that's what I'm saying. The whole new
another,
manager aspect.
yeah, they got another couple 2, 3 year good years of footballing left. Why not go play for a world beater like Madrid if you're Trent? If they truly want him and you're Trent Alexander-Arnold,
Yeah.
go make your buku bucks at Real Madrid. No
Yeah.
one else is going to pay you that.
Right.
That's true.
I think that's a lot of it too, is
Manager
that they're
has a
trying to get the
player he
biggest
trusts.
payday. Obviously.
As they should, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're a good team. They'll be right in the mix for Champions League all year long.
Where does the Premier League rank in terms of like funds to spend on player contracts?
Number
Is
most.
it a club by club thing? Like they
Nope.
spend more money on players than La Liga?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
La
really.
Liga only has two teams that have money, Real Madrid and Barcelona.
And those two teams have a separate TV contract inside of
Yeah,
Spain.
40% of the revenue. 40
Yeah.
40% of the TV revenue goes to Madrid and Barcelona.
Yeah,
Really?
but
I didn't know
Barcelona
that.
still lost all the money, so
Yeah, that's true.
yeah.
Yeah, no, but money-wise, revenue-wise, Premier League
King.
is the biggest, and then you get the, in the other leagues. So the biggest, the two big clubs, Barcelona, Madrid will carry La Liga, and then Italy now is somewhat broke.
They keep trying. That league's pretty.
Yeah.
France
Christian
now with
Pulisic, though, he had a
Mbappe.
nice goal. Shout out America. God
He
bless
did.
America.
Yep.
That
He's
was
been playing
huge.
sick. Yeah, he's
Yeah.
been great. He's been really good since he went there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chief, you had, honestly, if it wasn't for City Arsenal being the thriller that it was, you might have had the match of the week. I haven't heard your thoughts on the game yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of. It feels weird to be somewhat disappointed about taking a point on the road against another, unbeaten team.
That's
So,
because Forest is here now. You have
yeah,
different
I
expectations. You're
know.
a top of the table team.
Yeah, so another draw, 2-2 away. I was surprised by the lineup. It was very attacking. They wanted to go at it, and then as a result of that, I thought it was kind of too easy through the middle because you just had Anderson and James Ward-Prowse as your holding midfielders, which to me is not great, not good enough. I'd rather have Yates in there for one of them. But overall, they did a job, and then they had a chance to win in the end, even though they were at and Morgan Gibbs-White got sent off. So they're looking good. I don't everybody is like, oh, you're going down. I hear it every year. Oh, you don't have to worry about these Premier League problems for long. You'll be back in the championship. I do. I think Forest is here to stay. I think I said before the year I'd be thrilled with 14th. Now it's like you want to aim upwards a little bit because it does feel like top 10 is there for them. And if everything goes perfectly and they keep playing this way, then maybe they can get into Europa League or something like that. So that's the goal. But they're a good team. They're not going to be an easy win for anybody, including you fucks. So
I can't
I
wait.
like them. And then next week we'll talk about it later in the week. But not having Morgan Gibbs-White, who's the captain, the most important player on the team, because of a challenge that the ref initially said was clean, and then he got bullied into giving a second yellow. That's disappointing. I hate that rule. It's if you get a second yellow, and you can argue that that challenge was a little bit reckless by Gibbs White, especially if he's on a yellow, and you want to kick him out for the last 10 minutes of the game, fine. Having that be effectively a 100-minute, 2-game ban is ridiculous. Same thing goes for Declan Rice, second yellow, kicking the ball away. He has to miss the next game too. That to me, that they got to look at that rule because that skews everything. If you get a straight red where you break somebody's leg and you want to appeal to a board and give that guy a few game suspension, fine. But for something that's like a 50-50 challenge and he just happens to be a second yellow, now he has to miss another full game when he's our most important player. That's not right. But Fulham at home, I feel like that's another opportunity to get a result. And I just think that the project keeps moving forward. This team keeps moving forward. They're talking about, on the heels of this success, they're going to expand City Ground to 50,000 seats. We're becoming a big club again. And it feels great. Feels great.
How confident are you that they won't get relegated this year? Like, what are you willing to put on the line? Your eyebrows?
Feel like I'm what?
If they get relegated, will you shave your eyebrows? Has that
Sure.
how is that I'm trying to
Sure.
gauge how
Yeah,
confident you are.
yes.
Yeah,
All
I
right,
would do
that's a
that. I'll do
podcast
that.
bet right there.
Yeah, no. If they get relegated, I'll shave my eyebrows. 100%.
Wow.
100%. Yeah,
Bro, you
I
look like you have question. Actually, let me stop.
yeah. Can we do that filter where they have no eyebrows? Like
Kwashiorkor.
that would look pretty
You look
fucking
like you
good.
have
That'd look
Kwashiorkor,
terrible.
bro.
Yeah,
You
it
look
would look
scary.
bad, but yeah, I don't think why? Do you still think they have a chance to get relegated?
No, I was just curious. Like, you guys look good, but
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Like, is there, I was trying to get deep in there where it's like, is there a part of you that was
Dude,
like,
I just think the depth is so good now where they started the season with Danilo and Sangare as their midfielders. They both are out now, and it's just like, I don't even care. Like, I'm not even worried. We'll have Yates, we'll have Ward-Prowse, we'll have Anderson, we'll have Dominguez. They'll drop Morgan. So Morgan, they dropped into more of an 8 instead of a 10 late in the game. He can do that job. It just doesn't matter. Like they're pretty deep and they're pretty good and they can attack you wide. And if you want to play a game against Liverpool or one of these other big clubs, you want to clog up the middle and beat them, beat teams that way, they can do that too. So I really, and then they, the goal, the second goal they got was Sota or Jota Silva over to Sosa, which one guy came from Paraguay, no one had ever even fucking heard of him, and then Silva was in the Portuguese league. It's like the recruitment has gone up a notch, and they're finding guys who can. There's no more Emmanuel Dennis and these guys who just can't play at this level, and so they got a good plan, a good program, good recruitment, good team.
So you're into it. Okay, so let's just do
Yeah.
glass half full then. Beard, you keep your beard, ears up, gone.
Fine. If
Fuck
they get
yeah, dude.
relegated. Yeah.
Dennis
Woo!
Ketchum.
It'll be quite the
Dennis
look for the
Ketchum's
summer.
crazy.
Quite the look
Yeah.
for the summer.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dennis
All right.
Ketchum's crazy.
I think that was pretty much every match from this past weekend. I'm not going to talk about the Spurs when fuck them.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any comments on the matches that we saw over the weekend before I give out the bet recap?
Okay, you're gonna do that because I felt good about hitting that bet.
Oh
Go ahead,
no,
Zach.
not on the weekend, but I just noticed something which is absolute insanity. City's playing tomorrow. What?
Wow. Are they playing Carabao Cup?
City's playing tomorrow. City just played yesterday. City's playing tomorrow.
Oh
Gonna
my
be
God.
much. It's too much.
Yeah.
These players should go on strike. They play way too
Why did
much.
we play Sunday? Just for money? We should have played
Yeah,
Saturday. City
100%.
had
No,
to play on
well,
Tuesday.
no, because you guys played Thursday, no?
Yeah.
So honestly,
Dude,
either
why
way
did
is.
we play? Why did we play Thursday? Just for
I did
money?
not
We could have
realize
played
that.
Wednesday or Tuesday.
Whoa. Aside from the Champions League scheduling, you like just Premier League scheduling, English scheduling, you guys got gifted like more days instead of playing on Saturday. Like now City gets fucked. Normally it would be the other way around and you're
Yeah, but
complaining about it.
we had to go to Etihad on less rest after we
Yeah.
just went to the Spurs and
Good.
Villa. We went Villa, Spurs, fucking Atalanta, and then City.
And
Like
you're
we got
undefeated through that
no
run.
break
You're
on it. Yes,
undefeated through
no,
that. And
I'm
then
not complaining.
City
I'm not
played David
complaining. You're over
Forrest.
here like fucking slobbing up City and
I'm
shit.
not slobbing up City. I'm just saying if it were the other way
Bro, I
around,
mean this.
which in
That's
your
why I said.
narrative,
That's why I said
it
Arsenal
should
should not
be.
play one player over the age of 20 in this Carabao Cup shit. They should send the whole fucking B team out. If I see any starting 11 players on Tuesday or Wednesday, I am gonna flip the fuck out.
Oh
I think
yeah.
the game's on Wednesday.
Flip out.
Wednesday. The scheduling is insane.
I had no idea
This
we're playing tomorrow.
is
That is
they
crazy.
should go on
Bro,
strike.
this
What the
is
fuck's a
the
Carabao?
players are
What
gonna
what's a
die.
Carabao? What's a Carabao?
Bro,
What's a Carabao?
if you lived in England, you'd probably be drinking Carabaos all the
Yeah,
time.
but yeah, no,
What is it?
they're
What is
awesome.
it?
It's
An energy drink?
a very big deer.
It's
It's a
a
beer.
energy. It's like Red Bull. Okay, so
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of
they
Carlo.
play in a Red Bull Cup.
It's the sponsor of the League Cup.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
the
It's like the
EFL
it'd be
Cup.
like calling it the Coca-Cola 500 if it was
Lamest shit I
NASCAR,
ever heard in my entire life. Get rid of it.
We won it like 4 years in a row.
This is there should only be Champions
No,
League, Premier
we're not
League,
a Carabao.
FA
We don't
Cup.
do
That's
Carabao.
it. Those three done. I'm
We're
done with
FA
this
Cup.
cup
They're
shit.
playing Watford. That'll be fine. One thing
Yeah,
I
okay.
wanted,
But
was
that's it.
that
No, that's it. You're missing the point. Man City. That's crazy. Sorry.
the one thing I just wanted to add was that Sunday or Saturday, we were all at the Premier League
Oh,
Fan Fest.
fantastic.
We were there right when Mbeumo scored that first goal, and the scenes around the whole place just laughing at Tottenham.
Oh, it was
Ultimately went on
beautiful.
to win 3-1, but that was hilarious.
I didn't know how many people hate Tottenham. Like
Oh, yeah.
it's like a universal thing. Like every fan, whether you were Chelsea, United, City, Forest, everyone just hates Tottenham. It was
The
beautiful.
internet has pylon mentality.
Yeah, I mean it makes sense for all the London clubs to hate them.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just kind of like they're just taking the piss. They're having fun with if
Also,
there's a sh if there's a
you guys
chant
are like
for
the biggest, loudest fan base. So a lot of that is you're just looking in the mirror
who are you speaking to?
to the Arsenal fans.
Here comes this
I'm not
condescending
condescending. I'm
fucking
just saying that
prick.
like you're the primary
Guys,
source
right?
of the majority of that.
Arsenal Online is too much.
Okay. All right. Are we done with
Arsenal
the games from last
Twitter's.
week? Because I'd love
Yeah,
to
man.
give Chief
Yeah.
his flowers. All right. Shout out to Chief. Huge Chris Wood hit. He is now officially 3-1. And based off alphabetical order, he's the new leader of the Golden Boot contest. I unfortunately lost my first bet. Goddamn, Vardy, you fucking piece of shit. Rudy missed on Salah. Mahrez hit with Duran. By the way, he had a great goal again. And
Off
Zaha
the
missed with his
bench.
boy, Nketiah. So Zaha's two
Edward
and
Nketiah.
two. Salah's one and two. I mean, Rudy's one and two. Mahrez is two and two. I'm three and one. And Chief, based on his name being Chief, is now in first place at three and one. So Chief, the floor is yours.
It's just about believing in your guys. No one else would pick Chris Wood plus 275. He's never taken a penalty for Forest, as far as I can remember. Great play by Morgan Gibbs-White to set it up. He just steps up and bags it home. He's a cool Kiwi. That guy from down under. He's pretty fucking good. He's got that big forehead, the big nose, and he just slots goals in. He's a machine. So
He's
believing
a
in your guys.
Badmanting.
Yeah, it's what it's all about. Just believing in your guys. So shout out Chris Wood.
That was
You were
beautiful.
so close to nailing that, Nicky Smokes. If you had just left out the ting, you were good.
He's a Badman.
There it is.
Give me a
Ting.
Wagwan, Jenna Ross Stones.
Bro, I heard that in my fucking nightmares. Is that like a
The
saying that they
Sterling
say over there, or is that a
yeah, the
Rudy made
Sterling
up?
clip. Yeah,
Bro, because
he's
I'm not gonna lie. It sounds fire. Wagwan. I'm not gonna say it. I can't say it. That's the op. That's the op.
Yeah, it's like a joke with between Raheem Sterling and John Stones when Sterling was on City that he would just call him General Stones. And he did it.
Me
All right.
general. Wagwan, me general.
All right. Betting recap. Zaha had Palace money line, fat miss. I had Leicester money line, fat miss. Chief had Liver. What the fuck's L pool 2-0? I'm confused here.
Liverpool, I picked exact score plus 600. I missed it by a goal.
Oh, I said on the pod I was gonna take 3-0. Fuck, I'm pussy. I should have
I
took
think
that.
Rudy did take 3-0.
No, he took clean
I didn't
sheet.
end up did I put that in?
Rudy had Liverpool clean sheet. That was a hit.
Yeah.
So I'm officially 8-2 on picks. I don't have anyone else's record. I just know Himmy Neutron, even though I lost both my bets this week. Does anyone have anything to say about their bets? Does anyone want to flex their ball knowledge? I mean, Rudy's the only one that hit his bet, so Rudy, you could talk your shit.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of my first year like weekly like betting the Premier League. Like I would throw stuff in, pretty much only betting on certain like Man City props. So it feels good to get results. I saw clean sheet Liverpool. I was like, this is a no-brainer. And it hits, so that feels good. So hopefully I can take this momentum to the Golden Boot because I'm not very good at that. Because I just, I need to
Here comes some
learn.
bullshit.
I need to learn that not everyone is like City. So it's difficult for me to predict these other players and their abilities,
My
et
days.
cetera. But I'm still saving
I
Haaland
knew
for a
some
rainy day.
bullshit was coming, bro. Whenever
Dude,
Rudy
Haaland's by
takes a
City.
moment to get process his thoughts, he goes, "How can I sound like a condescending prick?" And
Yeah.
he gets it
You're
every time.
gonna
You
say
still messed it
Erling
up.
Wendell. You still
I
messed it
still
up.
said it wrong.
You did that on purpose. You did that one on purpose.
Condescending.
There you go.
There you go.
That's what I said.
No,
No,
you
you
said
condemned.
condemn. You got a mental block. You need therapy to figure out how to say that word.
Yeah,
You
I
need a
dropped out of
speech
speech
language
therapy.
pathologist.
Yep. Fantasy. Shout out to FC Cerversa's Justin Brooks, 66 points last week, 376 total. Ben's Bozos, 72 points this week, 360 total. YNWA Eddie Schultz, 66 points this week, 360 total. And then for this panel, the big man Ting himself, the baddest man on his planet, General Nicky Smokes, 11th place, 70 points this week, 349 total. Za put up 61 points this week, 333
I
total.
had 18 points on the fucking bench.
You're on the piss, brother. And then Reshi put up 56 for a total of 257. He's in 110th place. And Chief is in 102nd,
Is that dead
122nd
last?
place.
No, not no. There's more
You're
people
close
behind
to
you.
dead last.
Yeah,
32
I gotta
points,
say,
233 total.
this FPL shit, it's not for me. I'm not
It's
a fantasy
electric.
guy across the board. I don't do fantasy football anymore. I don't do fantasy baseball, hockey, anything. I did it for this podcast. I absolutely fucking hate it.
You
Yeah,
did
you
start
suck.
Odegaard. I saw that you started Odegaard.
Yeah, you don't even know what you're doing, which is fine. Which is
Yeah.
fine. We appreciate you for being
I
there.
feel like I clicked him to go to my bench and I clicked
You
saved
might
and
have st if
no,
you
you
did it
didn't.
after Friday, then it wouldn't have, even if it was before the games, it wouldn't have. But
I don't fucking know.
it's tough, dude. It's tough.
FPL's
It's not
dumb.
tough when you're
It
Wagwan General Nicky Smokes.
No,
is
if you
dumb.
take
That's what I'll tell
if
you.
you make a lot of changes now and just take the points to deduction, you'll make it back. Like that's what I did 2 weeks ago. And
Chief probably
now
has
I'm
a
putting together a
wild
good list.
card that he hasn't even used. Chief probably has a wild card and could reset his whole team and has no idea. But
But
that's
that's
the
just
name
for
of the
1 week,
game.
right?
No, you use the wild card and like that's your
Wild
team
card.
going
Oh,
forward.
I used the triple captain on Isak in week one. I thought you got a captain every week. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. So I'm out on that league. I'm out on it.
Yeah,
You can
join me,
relegate me
Chief.
from that
I don't even
league.
know what you guys. It sounds like you're speaking Swahili right now. Like
Yeah,
triple
you might
captain,
as well
wild
be.
card.
Yeah, it's wild. It's fun though. I love it. And I
Yeah.
love being in first place.
Yeah,
It's
good
one of
for you.
my favorite things. Anyone have anything else before we wrap up?
No, sir.
Nope. All
Go
right,
Arsenal.
perfect. Shout
Wanna
out
win, bro. Go
to
Arsenal.
everyone who watched. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. We're almost at 1,000. When we hit that 1,000, one of you guys are getting a copy of FC25. Drop a comment below if you're one of our first 1,000 subs.
Yeah,
Share
come get
the
some.
video with
Yeah.
some friends. Help grow this page, man. We're so close to hitting our goal, and we
Wait.
appreciate you guys for watching. Go ahead.
One thing. Wednesday evening. Are you guys all free?
Should be, yeah.
Yes, I might be.
You guys want to run a pro clubs debut for this crew?
I'll play.
I think
Yeah,
we could even
sure.
do Rush because then we can just do with us and
The
then there won't
Friday
be
on
anyone else
Friday,
on the
yeah.
bench. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. So
Great.
we'll
All
do
right.
that Wednesday evening, and then vlogs coming out when?
Wednesday. We'll put it out Wednesday morning.
Okay, and then we'll have our regular scheduled programming Thursday to preview match week six. So a lot of shit coming your guys' way. Thank you for being with us from the jump, and we will see you guys on Wednesday. Take care.
Boom.